Amen. So today, I'm so excited. So this is kind of like three celebrations in a row. And so I'm going to talk about who's your daddy first. Then we're going to do a baby dedication. And then we're going to honor our graduates. And so all of these things are important because we serve a generational God. Say, we serve a generational God. And so we're going to celebrate all of these generations together. So last week, Farrell did a great job on Father's Day. How many of you enjoyed that in our pancake breakfast? And so he talked about the importance of a father's role in a child's life. And so, you know, the challenge was that we are to stand up for God, to grow up in God, and power up with God. And so if you haven't listened to that, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. But the first thing that we need to know that we have to do to have the necessary ingredients to do all of those things is we have to stop listening to the world. Stop listening to the world. Look at somebody say, stop listening to the world. Yeah. The second thing is we have to stop listening to our soul. You know that we're made up of three parts. So our soul is our emotions, our memories, the things of the past. This is what we need to tell our soul what we're going to listen to. We're going to listen to the things of the Spirit. Because it is by the Spirit that we actually can come to maturity. Do you know that we cannot grow up in God? We can't even do those things unless we have the Holy Spirit to help us. But good news, we have the Holy Spirit to help us. Amen? So Romans 8:14 in the Passion Translation, I like it. It says, the mature children of God, how many of you want to be mature? You don't want to stay in infant stage in your walk with God, right? The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit, which means that we can move with the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And so in order to do that, we have to see our Father's role in our life and see how that role is being played out right now and in the future. So when we gave our heart and our life to God, we received the Holy Spirit and we received his guidance. Because Romans 8:15 says, you did not receive. So I'm going to ruin all the religious thinking. You did not receive the spirit of religious duty. Aren't you happy? I mean, that's something to be happy about. We did not receive the spirit of religious duty leading us back into the fear of never being good enough. That's why people don't want to serve the Lord, because they think he's trying to take something from them instead of give something to him. And, you know, he's always full of mercy and grace, and he wants to give you everything he is and everything he has for you. But we have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding us into the family of God. I love that. You can just see yourself caving in to the whole family of God. Isn't that beautiful? So it's just like a big wave of God comes when you receive him and choose him, and you get enveloped into it, enfolding you into the family of God, and you will never, ever have to feel again alone, orphan, because he rises up within you, and our spirit that we received at salvation joins him by saying the words of tender affection, beloved Father. So, if you've ever heard Steve Champagne pray, if you've ever heard him at the front worshiping God, you'll hear these words, Abba Father, Abba Daddy. Because he has an understanding of who Father God is to him. He's not some faraway person sitting on a throne. No, we sang it this morning. He sits on the throne of our heart. God sits on the throne of our heart, and next to him is Jesus, and we get a revelation of it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so the reality is that many times people are stalled. They're stalled in the place of because of what their natural physical fathers did that was wrong or didn't do that they needed to do. And so it's caused pain to them, and they have found it difficult to leave behind memories and injustices. But I have good news for you. your daddy is Daddy God, and he is the one who's going to take care of you and lead you through and take you to the next place, and he's never leaving you, and he's never failing you. And Galatians 4:6 says, because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Say Abba, which means Father. Yeah. And now, so we can call him Daddy. So, we have a revelation that is vitally important to us because God made us. This is why. The church has an important assignment. We're to be mature influencers for all the generations. You are the church. Are you part of the church of the living God? We are the influencers. We are the influencers. You hear this word all the time now. They say, well, be an influencer. They do all kinds of stuff now. They do TikTok. They do these blogs. They do all these things. They make money doing it. Influencing people. And they call themselves, I'm an influencer. I'm an influencer. In the meantime, the church is like trying to stay, you know, secret. This is not a time to be secret followers of Christ. We need to be the influencers that say, hey, God is still God. He's been God a long time. Everything is going to be okay. Everybody needs to know everything is going to be okay. And you can know that because the Father God is still on the throne. He's still making the decisions. He has the final say. You need to get excited about him. And when you get excited about him, you can't shut up. Your life will speak it. When people get around you, they're going to wonder why you're so happy. Well, you're happy because you know everything's going to be okay. Amen? Because God has the final say. So from infant to adult, the people of Liberty and family members celebrate when anybody hands their life over to God. Every time someone comes to the altar, every time someone says a prayer to accept Jesus in their life, they're saying, everything's going to be okay because now I recognize you, Abba. I recognize my Father. I recognize my past as my past. I don't have to worry about this anymore. I'm going forward and I'm celebrating who God really is. And so Romans 8:16 says, the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, you are God's beloved child. When we were singing this today, I'm just like, you know what? We have a history, God. Me and him, I have a history with God. Everything is okay because he's already proved it. Time and time again. And he's proven it again, and he'll prove it to you. And I'll prove it to you over and over again. Everything is going to be okay because out of our innermost being, we know he is our beloved Father. And we are his beloved children, right? So if you know his character, and he says this, he says, stand by me. Romans 8:31, anybody watch that movie? Wasn't it a Stand By Me movie? Romans 8:31, so what does all this mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who could ever stand against us? Amen? So, you know, the reason why we don't listen to the world is because they're bullying everyone. The world has a voice. And by the world, I mean people who don't know God. That's all. I'm just talking about the people who don't know God. And they don't know God, so they say some things against God. And we need to pray for them because they need to know God. We need to have a heart for those people. We're not saying, oh, they're these people, and we are these people, and we're so much better. No, we're saying, but we recognize the difference. We recognize that we are motivated by compassion and love. We are motivated by what the Word of God says that we have available to us. And the world doesn't have that confidence in the Word. Doesn't have confidence in their father. They're missing having that relationship. But God says, come and stand by us. So remember, if you have bullies, we recently had a thing in our family where somebody was bullying my grandchild. I just want to tell you, you know, the Spirit of God is real because that person is still alive. I'm just saying. And so, you know, you have to come to the conclusion that in spite of what they do, God still wants to be their daddy. Amen? And so we have to stand up in every situation, and that can be intimidating, and our emotions can get involved. But I know this. When I wanted to pop, then I just had to look and see who's standing with me. Who is standing with me? God is standing with me. And who's taking care of my grandkid? God is taking care of my grandkid. Well, and we are going to make sure that that never happens again in every way we can in the natural. But I'm just saying, in the spirit realm, we had to forgive that person. In the spirit realm, we had to give him to God, too. I mean, we might want to give people to God with a nice little ump, but, you know, we're still going to end up giving them to God, because God will have the final say, and everything is going to be okay. Amen? And so, God has determined to stand. If he's standing with me, then who could ever stand against us? Who? What kind of bully is bigger than the creator of the universe? I mean, really? What could man say that would have anything to do with our future if God has already spoken our future? Because he's already made us in our mother's womb. He's already predetermined us to love him and to know him. He already wants to put his big arms around us and hold us close all the days of our life. Now, Satan has no power over that, only if you give it to him. And so when he is with us, and we know that he is and that he's standing by us, we can stand against Satan's lies. We can stand against storms. We can stand against the enemy. It says in verse 32, God has proved his love. God is so amazing. I mean, even if he just gave you a get out of hell card, it would be pretty good. I mean, anybody sign up for that? You want to go to hell? No. They lie when they say, I just want to go to hell. My friends would be there. No, they don't really want to, because if they know what the Bible says about that, they change their mind. Okay, but God doesn't just give you get out of hell card, but he does. He does this. God has proved his love by giving us the greatest treasure, the gift of his son. I mean, like, okay, I don't like anybody saying anything bad to my grandson. God gave his son to hang on a cross with all of our sins on purpose, freely sacrificing him so we could call him daddy. Come on now. He offered up him as a sacrifice for us. He certainly will not withhold from us anything else he has to give. If you think about salvation, then you know he didn't just give you salvation. He gave you wholeness. He gave you healing. He gave you completeness. He gave you everything pertaining to life and godliness. That is who we serve. That's our daddy. Romans 8:17, and since we are his true children, we qualify to share all his treasures. You think God has some treasures? What do you think heaven looks like? We know it has streets of gold. I mean, you know, you don't need anything up there. But if you did, all you had to do is kick your feet and get a piece of gold. I mean, you know, all of his treasures. We are heirs of God himself. And since we're joined to Christ, we inherit all that he is and all that he has. And we will experience being co-glorified with him, provided that we accept his sufferings as our own. What? We're going to get co-glorified. Now, everybody goes, oh my God, wait, stop. She said suffering. Don't want to have any suffering to go with this. You're such a good preacher, Pastor. Keep away from the suffering. Okay. Suffering causes us to just know that in this world, you are going to face some things. Anybody face anything? But look who's standing with you. In this world, whatever we have to face, God has already overcome it, and he's already given us the victory. Amen? And so we might face some things because we live in this world, but we are not going to face them alone, and we are not going to face them without knowing the end outcome. The end outcome is we win. Amen. Because he won. Okay, so hallelujah. Now, he's causing us to grow. He's causing us to grow up. And he says in the next verse, since we are his true children, as we are as true children. I mean, not a fake child, not somebody who just says he's our daddy, somebody who knows him in a personal way. I know him in a personal way. If you don't know him in a personal way today, you can. I'm just saying, it's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to you. We qualify to share in his treasure, and we are his heirs. And since we're joined to him, we inherit it all. The entire universe, on verse 19 says, is standing on tiptoe. The entire universe. God created the universe, and here's what the universe is doing. The whole universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. Do you know how vital you are? Do you know how important you are? God knows how vital you are. The whole universe, nature, knows how vital you are. The people that are in the world that are giving you a hard time, they're looking for you. They may not know they're looking for you, but they're still looking for you because they're looking for the sons and daughters of God that are glorious and that are getting ready to be unveiled. God has given you so many gifts and so many things, and he's like in this stage right now. It's the most wonderful time to be alive because God, you know, all these things have been hidden from us. Like the church has become this, let's say, some people in the church, let's not say the church at large has lost generations. You know why? Because they didn't know who they were. And so because they didn't stay excited about being in the family of God, they didn't excite other people about being in the family of God. But all of that is changing because here's what God is doing. God is going around and he's looking for his church, and he's got the veil that Satan has put over his eyes, and he's just going, and people are coming alive, and they're beginning to see that they are important to God, and they are important to other people, and that they have signs, and they have wonders, and they have miracles, and they have compassion, and they have love that the whole world needs. And they're not going to be able to be silent anymore because they're so excited about the fact that their God is in charge of the entire universe, and the universe is standing on their tippy toes to see you come alive in him. You have a reason. You have a purpose. Amen? And so we're going to be just like him? Yeah. He knew, verse 29, he knew about us before we were born. And this is why we're happy about what just happened. Oh, boy. That was very low response. Okay. He knew us. All about us before we were born. Yes. All those babies in the mother's womb, you know, babies in the mother's womb. Okay, he knew all about it. You know why? Because he created them and he knows their destiny from the beginning. And you know what their destiny is? To share in the likeness of his son. You want to know what your destiny is? Oh, I can tell you. You get to share in the likeness of Jesus. That's what you get to do. Somebody's looking at you, they're looking at Jesus. If you know God, they're looking at you. They're trying to figure out, well, what's different about them? Oh, how can they be happy in a bad situation? How can you go eat Wendy's when your world is falling apart? I mean, you know, how can you do that? How can you not be moved by things that all the bad reports? Oh, I know, because I am destined to share in the likeness of the Son of God. This means the Son is the oldest among a vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him. Just like him. That means anything Jesus did, we can do. That means we represent him to the whole wide world, bringing forth the heart of the Father. Yes, all of that. And as a bonus plan, we get verse 39. There is no power above us or beneath us, no power that could ever be found in the universe that's looking for us, that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. His passionate love is lavished upon us. He loves us and loves us more, and then he loves us more, and he loves us when we're doing right, and he loves us when we're doing bad, and then he loves us right back into the center of his will, because God is love. And he has called you into his family to be a part of a loving family. Amen? So it's special today, because we're going to stand up knowing that God has determined to stand up with us. He is our daddy, standing right here beside us. We will grow up becoming fully aware of our father's inheritance, and we increase in our faith to be givers to the world. We are the givers. We're going to have more than enough to give out, because that's why God created us to prosper. He didn't create us to prosper so we could have 20 homes and 4 airplanes, and I could go on and on. You know the story. You can be blessed. You can have a good car that doesn't break down. You can have more than enough in your home. You can have more food than you need. You can have way more than enough in every area of your life. You know why? Because you're supposed to give. And so he created us to be givers. And so as we grow and we know our father's inheritance, we become excited, because every time we see somebody in need, we're looking for what we can do to help them. We're either looking in our purse, or we're looking in our wallet, or we're looking to see what time we have, or we're looking to see when can I sit down and minister to this person, or we're laying hands on sick and we're seeing them recovered, or we're looking for the miracles that he promised us, because that is our inheritance. And then as we power up in the knowledge of his passionate love for us, we don't fear, because Satan does have any power to take away the effect of daddy. Once you know you're loved by Father God, nothing else matters. That love secures you. That love makes you feel fulfilled. That love drives you. That love protects you. That love provides for you. And so the importance of who our daddy is important. And so he's called all of us from before we were in our mother's womb, when we were in our mother's womb, when we came out of our mother's womb, as they held us as infants, which are so cute, and as we grew through every stage of life, every generation gets to understand the love of a father, and it erases all of the things other people did or didn't do right. Amen? And so the family of God is here, and he has created a family of God. God is so thorough. So everybody sitting beside you, if they know Jesus Christ, they're part of your family. You should just get to know them, because they're so cute, and they're so loved, and they're so nice. And the family of God was put together on purpose, because he cares for every generation. And you know why else? Because we get to celebrate each other. We get to celebrate what God has done. We get to celebrate every time of our lifetime together. And so today, his love will stand up for us. We're going to grow in multiplication, and we're going to be released in power, because that's his promise. That's our inheritance. And so when we, the people of God, become involved in honoring every generation, which we get to do today, then we bring the generations before him, and his blessings come upon the generations. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. It means you can't even imagine how much your prayers have come into existence for someone else and turn things around until you hear their testimony later. And then God says, hey, intercessors, people that prayed, this is one of yours. This is one of your victories. Amen? And so we're going to honor every generation, and so we're going to start today with a baby dedication. Are we so excited? So if the family of God will join welcoming Bailey and her family to the front. Bailey and the family to the front. Where'd she go? We are going to dedicate Ace Kumar Roy today. Isn't that cute? Steve's like, I'm coming up there. Yay! I'm here! So happy, happy Sunday.
Oh, thank you.
Hi! Oh, I love you. You're so cute. You're so cute. Those babies are so cute. Welcome, family. Welcome, family. I'm so glad you came. Okay, I'm going to talk to you a minute about how important this is. And then she's like, don't make me say too much. I'm going to just, well, oh, look, lots of family members. That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you want them to tell us about them? Yeah, do you guys want to tell us who you are?
Yeah,
do that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Auntie Chandra.
Auntie, welcome, welcome.
I'm the grandmother.
Yay!
Sister.
Godfather.
Awesome.
Godmother.
Yay!
Close friends of the family.
Likewise.
Friends.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We all welcome you here today. What a beautiful family it is. Okay, thank you. It's so exciting when a baby enters a family. Are you guys excited about the baby? I know you are. You wouldn't be here. So when there's no greater moment that when not only you have a baby, but you begin to realize that that baby is a gift from God. It's an actual, he is an actual gift from God. Look at, he's got his little suit on.
Yeah.
He's got his gold buttons. I mean, come on now. Woo! Okay, so, yes, he's very cute. And we get to share in appreciation that this parent has chosen to dedicate this baby before the Lord, acknowledging that he's a precious gift. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans that I have for you, and plans to prosper and to not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Amen? And so this baby has a huge future, as do you. And so this is how God feels about children. I've referenced this many times today already, but he formed him in your womb. God did it. And now he's out so that we can love on him. And he sanctified him. And that means this. It means he is set apart for a sacred purpose. He's set apart already for a sacred purpose from God. Amazing. And so, yeah, he said amen. Did you hear that? And so God gave us this way of dedication for parents to say, I'm going to agree with God and training him and the way he should go. So Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So with every time we respond to God properly, he gives us a promise. And he says, you're dedicating this baby. I'm going to take care of him all these days. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he likes mom's red shoes, so do we. Those are beautiful. Okay, so this is what the father heart is like for children. I love this. Jesus always showed us the way. Would you like your pastor, Nana? Would you like me to hold you? Because, you know, this is what I do. Hi. Oh, you got my basket. He's going to take up an offering. No. That's my boy right there. Oh, it's all right. Oh, no, don't cry. We won't cry. I won't bite you, I promise. There you go. Oh, it's okay. Look. Gold, silver, they're all ours. See that? It's for your future. Dream. Okay. Thank you. Or my earrings, right? Okay. So God, through Jesus, showed us his heart. And so he took the children in his arms. That means he hugged them. Jesus hugged the children. And he placed his hands on them, touching and blessing them. He imparted to them. He invoked a blessing. Oh, see, you are my child. I don't know if you know this. We like bling, okay? And he put a divine impression upon them that they can never get away from. I don't even care if you break it. You're okay with me. And Jesus, look, he's like, all right. And Jesus said, let the little children, here, you can have this one. Don't eat it, though. Here, look. Are you going to eat it? Well, just so you don't swallow it. It's okay. Okay. And he said, he gave them a divine blessing. And he said, let the little children come to me and don't forbid them, because this is what heaven looks like. This is what heaven looks like. You want to know what heaven looks like? And so we take an opportunity to dedicate this baby, and we go with the example that God gave us. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you should be on your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk around. Oh, okay, Mommy. Did it snap him? It snapped him.
It did.
I'm sorry. I promised I'd never hurt you. God's better at it than I am. Okay. And so. All right. He's done. So God has left it up to parents and family to show this child God's ways. And so that's a privilege. When Hannah presented her child before the Lord, she gave him back to God. Even Mary and Joseph went and brought Jesus and offered him at the temple back to his father. And so we do take it seriously that we are bringing him before God and that you're going to raise him the way that he will come to know him as Lord and Savior. And I know you, Bailey, you want to do that. The Bible says in Psalms that sons are a heritage of the Lord. So he is your inheritance. And so you're going to be a godly parent. I know you are. Thank you for the privilege of doing this. I'm very excited about it. We're going to teach the child about Jesus and his ways. And so you're going to keep him in church, right, Bailey?
I will do my
best. Because we're going to teach them the foundational truths of God's life. And so as you obey God in your life, it's automatic that he will follow you. And so there's no greater joy than to hear my children are walking in truth. And so God has seen your future, and he has seen Ace, and he's seen him through all the days of his life. And so God's making a commitment to you, Bailey, as you make a commitment to him to raise Ace, as God has presented him before you. So, by coming before God and his people, do you hereby declare your desire to dedicate yourself and your son, Ace, to the Lord, providing the biblical and moral foundation for him so he can grow in a love for the Lord Jesus Christ as he has shared his love for you? Please respond by saying, I do.
I do.
Okay, good. Okay. Do you, as his parent, vow that with God's help and in partnership with the church, you will provide a Christian home of love and peace, raise him in the truth of our God's instruction and discipline, and encourage him to one day trust Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord? If so, respond by saying, I do. I do. Therefore, it is my privilege to participate in this public dedication of Ace Kumar Roy, son of Bailey Roy and husband Dave Roy, who has already joined the Lord. And following the biblical example, Bailey has expressed her desire to present Ace to the Lord. And this is a charge to all of you, friends and family, to have the responsibility to provide a support group for her, for these children. Be faithful in prayer over them. Help them in their efforts as they establish a good foundation. Pray for the child. Show that you love him and stay committed to him. And know that as you help them and as you continue to show love, that Ace is going to grow up physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually well. There is no greater influence than that of family and friends. And us, Liberty, us, the church. It takes a village, actually it takes a church, to raise a child, but it also takes loving parents and family and our community. So we all commit to you, Bailey and Ace, that we will love you, We will be here to support you. We're going to help you in everything that you have need of. We at Liberty, we're going to love your child in the nursery. We're going to love your child in the toddlers. We're going to love your child in super kids. We're going to love your child as a youth. And we are going to love your child as a young adult and an adult. That's what we do. We love. Yes. So, church, I encourage you to set an example by your lives, too, as well as family and friends, to inspire Ace to be all he can be and lead him to the heart of God through all the days of his life. So, now, Bailey, in the sight of God and in the presence of this witnesses, do you solemnly pledge to bring Ace up in a godly manner to please the heart of God? I do. Do you promise to seek to lead him early to the Lord as his Savior? Okay. And so, family at Liberty, would you please stand? I want you all to make this commitment too. Do you pledge, by God's help, that we will be faithful as family, friends, and members of Liberty to assist Bailey in her Christian commitment and Ace to trust Jesus Christ? If you accept this responsibility, please say, I do.
I do.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you, church. So now, on the authority of God's holy word, and as ministers of Christ's church, I dedicate you, Ace. I dedicate you, Ace. I'm afraid you're going to cry, so I'll let mommy hold you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and unto his service and according to his will, we dedicate you unto the Lord, and we present you before him, and we invoke his blessing on you. We thank you, Father, for anointing him, for presenting him before you this day. I thank you, Lord, for the call upon his life. When I was praying about this baby, I felt like he was a reconciler. I felt like he is bringing the restoration, that he's called to take those things that are broken and bring things back together. And he is a reconciler of many lives. And so God has actually put his hand upon him for that purpose. And I don't know if you know what his name means. I thought I looked it up. Is it in here? Where's Janet? Yes. Unity with the Father. Yes, unity, one with the Father. So I speak this over you today, Ace. I'm talking to you because spirits understand spirits. And so the Bible said unity looks like this. When Jesus prayed in John 17, he said, he prayed that the disciples would be one with him as he was one with his Father. And so I declare that over him today, that he is a reconciler, one that brings unity, and that he's going to bring glory to the Father's name. Amen. And so I bless this family with God's presence. I bless you with his unity and this baby and love. In Jesus' name, we ask this. In Jesus' name, and here is his dedication papers. I love you.
Thank you so much.
Love you. Okay, family. Thank you so much. You can be seated. Yes. Hallelujah. Isn't that fun? What a beautiful family. And wonderful friends. Thank you for coming. So now, the next generation we're going to look to is to the new adult children, which we can't believe are now adults, okay, that are graduated high school, and they are moving out of childhood into adulthood, knowing who their daddy is. Who's your daddy? And so, where is Audrey? Is she hiding back there? You're going to come up here. I'm going to make you stand in a little while, but I'll let you sit. But I'm going to be like preaching at you for just a moment. And all of us, okay? You can. Aww, no, I'm not going to make you sit down. I love you. Audrey, how old were you when you started coming to Liberty?
Like 1.5.
Like 1.5? And so here is what I have to say to you. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know you receive that inheritance, and you do know that. That means you receive your portion. It also means that you'll become a possessor and you are an heir. You know how to believe daddy for that stuff too. And so whatever you do in life, we have to do our best because he's the best. And so we have to rely on real truth, which is God's truth. And so it's his truth that will stand. So we know that God inspired every word in the Bible. And we know that it's our instruction manual for our lives. And so no matter what the enemy comes up with, God has come up with something greater. Amen? So God has a future that he's laid out for your life. And we're happy about it. And we're happy we got to be such a part of your life, Audrey. You mean so much to all of us. We love you. And so when we experience God, he causes us to respond to other people different. And that's why you're a light in the darkness, because you understand that, right? And so we become mirrors to God's truth when we put our hands, our life in his hands. And so love endures and love impacts, and we change culture. Culture doesn't change us. Be an influencer. Okay. He always causes us to triumph, and he will cause you to triumph in your life. And listen to this one. Through you, he will diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So you're basically God's perfume. Yay. So God is a generational God, and so we see you've sowed into your education, and we are so proud of you. Yeah, that was a challenge. And look, here you are in your beautiful gown. This is great. And so it's exciting for us, and it's important that you remember where you came from. You know, all through the Bible, God was directing his people to remember things. And so we remember the Passover, because that was God's commitment that no matter what the spirit of death ever does, he's committing the spirit of life over you. The 12 stones in the River Jordan, that's the government of God, representing the government of God. And his government is higher than anything that this world has. Amen? And so it should be central in your life, and it'll be central in your future generations. Aww. So he's enabled you to be a chosen generation. And so we got to remember what God's already done for you. Has he saved you?
Yes.
Yes. Has he healed you before? Yes. Has he delivered you from the enemy's plans? Mm-hmm. Has he loved you to life? Has he promised you that he has a plan for you? Has he given you truth? Yes. So we respond by saying this: I will embrace the truth. I will embrace the truth and hold it close.
And hold it close.
And I won't let go of wisdom,
instruction,
or life-giving understanding. Amen. Okay, so what else do we have to remember? We have to remember the people that have sown into your life and loved you. And that would be family and church members and friends and people who have sown righteous wisdom into you and practical wisdom into you. And so Proverbs 24:4 says this: because of their skilled leadership, the hearts of people are filled with the treasures of wisdom and the pleasures of spiritual wealth. Wisdom will make you into a mighty warrior, and revelation knowledge increases your strength. So out of darkness you came, and into his marvelous light. How old were you? Do you remember when you gave your heart to the Lord? You don't remember. You were just like, I know, that's the beauty of it. And you're still saved. Yay! Okay. So we remember the highs and we remember the lows of serving Jesus, but we do right even when we learn from what we did wrong. Amen? And so keep a journal, because you'll be surprised what you learn in life. Right? We learn in life. Okay, so I have a few things to say about that. So here's a few things that you should know, Audrey. Don't enter a pool by the stairs. Jump in. Go deep. This is so spiritual, isn't it, you guys? Request late checkout whenever you go to... Request late checkout on vacation. Always request late check. Always request late checkout. How many amens do I get for that? Okay. When entrusted with a secret, keep it. Hold your heroes to a high standard. Okay. Return a borrowed car with a full tank of gas. Yes. Okay. Live and pursue life with passion. Yes. Protect your family. Of course. Okay. Don't let a wishbone grow where a backbone should be. If you need music on the beach, you kind of miss the point. Just saying. I know I'm right. Okay. When you marry a person, you marry their family. Be very careful, says the pastor who does marriage counseling. Okay, be a bridge builder. Always take time to be alone with God. Never turn down a breath mint. Wow. It might mean something. Just be confident and humble at the same time. Yes. Write your eulogy and keep revisiting it over your life. Like, what do you want them to say about you, right? Stand on godly principles. Eat lunch with the new person. You know what I mean? You do that. You reach out to the ones that don't have anybody. You got it, right? You got it. It took a minute. All right. After you write an angry email, read it very carefully and hit the delete button. Do that. You'll be happy, right? Give credit and take the blame if you need to. Okay? Stand up to bullies. And protect those that are bullied. You would do that easily. And if you're ever in doubt, remember whose child you are and refuse to be ordinary. You greet all these things, don't you? Amen. We're going with that. And so let me tell the people about your achievements and celebrate you today. Would you bring that up for me, please? Right here. Oh, yeah. So Audrey graduated on Friday, June 17th. We're so excited. That's what it says. Right? She's like, Mom, did you say that? Is that right? Okay. All right. How do you say this? Sunned. From Sunned High School of South Broward. She got her diploma, which she is excited about. Are we excited about that too? Yeah. Amen. She has these extracurricular activities that she belonged to, 4 years of first priority, which is, that's a big deal, which is a Christian club that shares the gospel in public schools. She was initiated in the club at her previous high school, Hollywood Hills, where she was a student leader of the club. Woo! She currently is working at the local Starbucks. We love coffee. Hey, we love coffee. Okay. We're allowed to love coffee. Well, we're allowed to like coffee. We're allowed to love God. Okay. Plans to attend Broward College in the fall and start studies to become a mineral geologist. Is that true? That is so cool. I like it. And Audrey plans to stay engaged with Limitless Youth. She goes, of course, as a team lead in training. And so ooh, looky what we got. What is this beautiful thing? Oh, this is another cord for you. This cord is the Fisher of Men chord. Yeah!
I love it.
Because we know about you, and we know you have brought so many people to church, and to, it is a very pretty chord, right? To Limitless Youth over the years and to Liberty Life Center. And so we present that to you as an official Fisher of Men chord. Amen. And so now, oh, the other chord was first priority. Sorry, I didn't know it had a chord that went with it. She initiated the program in Hollywood Hills.
With the help of Mr. Steve.
With the help of Mr. Steve. Okay. So, Audrey, here's what your name means. Overcomer of many difficulties. Isn't that amazing? And here's the scripture for you. 1 John 2:14. I have written to you because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Everybody says,
amen.
Amen. So, Audrey, you know that I've always loved your hugs. And I've always loved the way you worship. Even on the arts team, all those things you did. I always loved your generosity. I have a little lion that was a little costly. It's still in my office. I keep it there. Because Audrey went to the Holy Land, the one in, not the one in Israel, but the one that in Orlando. And she took of her own money and bought me this silver and gold lion. Because she loves her pastor and because she's such a good giver. Amen? Thank you for that. I love that. I'll never forget it. You guys think I forget things? You don't know how sentimental I am and how much it means to me. And so, yeah. Hi. I love you. And you're really special to me and to God and so many others. And so, Audrey, I know that God's plans for you have a great design. And he's already created it, but we're going to all cheer you on to the next level. But I want to just give you a prophecy, okay? So, Audrey, the Lord says he's seen your ups and your downs, and he's seen the hurdles you've had to jump over, but he was there. And he said, I want you to see that when you were jumping over every hurdle, I provided a step for you with my great big hand. And you just jumped on my hand, and I helped you over, and I want you to remember that visual because I'm going to be there for you for the rest of your life. And the Lord says, you're going to replicate me in that. You're going to be the person who provides a step for people to get over their challenges in life. And he said, that's your heart. You love other people to that degree. And the Lord says, not very many people love as deeply as you do, which also opens you up for some torment, some time, and some pain. But the Lord says, being willing to love deeply opens up so many opportunities. And you've said yes to the Lord on that, and he's going to honor it. And he said, you're going to keep yourself away from the world, and you're going to keep yourself tucked in with him like we heard about today, just enfolded in his love. And the Lord says, that's where I'm going to protect you, and I'm going to lead you. And he said, you've put the word in your heart, and now you are responsible for saying it out, for bringing it out, for inviting other people into it and making it alive. And he said, well done. Well done. So we're all proud of you today, and Daddy is proud of you today. Daddy God, Abba Father, and all of us. Amen?
Amen.
All right, everybody celebrate Audrey. I love you so much. I love you, baby. All right, and we're going to give you gifts. Everybody likes gifts. Do you want to open them or no?
You're asking the wrong person.
Yes, she does. Okay. All right, here, I'll hold it. You can open it. Do you want to, like, throw your cap or anything like that? No? Okay. I don't know. What do I know? What, you know? We used to get in trouble and people on the head with our caps. Okay. Yes. There is. Guess what that is. Okay. What is it, Audrey?
It's a Jesus-centered Bible.
It's a Jesus-centered Bible.
With the thingy on it.
With the thingy. This is a compass. It's a real compass. So you always know where you're going and how to get there. And this is your map. All right? I love it too. So, Father, we just bless Audrey today, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, even as she receives your gifts, she receives your gift. Salvation and a future and a hope. And we just thank you for this moment, Lord. We thank you that she's appreciative and she will use your word. And, God, we count it a privilege to give to her. And we thank you for her in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, baby. That's it. You may sit down. You may sit down. Now I have to talk about Nicholas, but he's not here. But we love him, and he's working, so we're just going to talk about how awesome he is. And we got him also gifts that we will pass on. And so I'll tell you about his stuff. He graduated Friday, June 3rd. Hi, Nick. Love you. From West Broward High School in Pembroke Pines. He just graduated with his diploma. His extracurricular activities are 2 years in JROTC, a military program in high school, where he learned discipline and leadership skills. How many of us need that? Right? 1 year in a high school culinary program and in the culinary club. And so he received a graduation cord for his self-serve safe test scores in the culinary program. So he will make delicious dinners without killing himself. Isn't that good? Cutting his finger off or someone else's. Okay. He is currently working at a local restaurant called Three Natives, where he's learning food prep and food service and opening and closing, and he's being trained to own his own small business. He plans to take some time off from school and continue working to save money because he wants to buy a car while he's figuring out his future plans, and who doesn't want him to have a car, right? And so, Nicholas, we love you, and we're proud of you, and his family is here. Stand up, family. We'll honor you. Thank you for raising Nicholas in a wonderful Christian home, and we honor you as well, and we love you. And so, Nick, this is for you. I'm going to tell you what your name means, buddy. Nicholas, your name means victory of the people and triumphant spirit, and this is your scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Nick, on a personal level, I've always loved you. Yeah. And I know you are a champion in the making. And I've seen God's hand on your life. And I trust him with you. And I know he will always be there for you. And so will all of us. And so you are important. I want you to know how important you are, and that you are loved and you are prayed over by all of us. We believe in you. I believe in you. And you will accomplish great things. We all love you at Liberty, and everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. And so, Father, we come before you today, and Lord, we thank you for all the generations. We thank you, Lord, that your blessing is on all generations. And God, we hug the babies. We hug every generation. We love them just like you would. And we love them right into your kingdom and your perfect will. And we thank you for the privilege of being a part of loving others the way you love us. And so we honor you today, and we give you all the praise and the glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen. Amen. All right. I love you. But who do we love the most?
Jesus.
And who loves us the most?
Jesus.
And who loves everybody the most?
Jesus.
All right. Go be the light.
Thank you for joining us today at Liberty Life Center. We hope you were challenged and encouraged by today's message. Visit us online at libertylifecenter.org, where we have links to other archived messages and even a place to give. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/libertylifecenter. We hope you'll join us again next week. In the meantime, embrace, display, and share God's love.